Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Being an eBay seller can be a lonely endeavor. Sure, you're interacting with customers all day long, but that's different. Lynn Hudziak is known on eBay as top-rated seller Daisy-Dog, and that's D-A-Z-Y. -DOG62, and she's here now to tell us why you should find groups, boards, and classes where you can hang out with fellow sellers. Okay, Lynn, why join an online and an in-person group?
Hi, Griff and Lee. Griff, you just stole my opening line.
Oh, well, go ahead and say it anyway.
Having an online business can be a very lonely job. So many of us work eBay and e-commerce full-time, and, you know, we're either working from home or maybe some of us are lucky enough to have a warehouse space. You know, and unless you have an assistant or maybe another family member that's working with you, you're pretty much alone.
Yeah. And it's not just the loneliness of not being part of a team.
There's times I don't talk to a live person except for my mail lady that comes to my door.
Exactly.
And it's a good thing I like her, you know.
And it's not just because it's lonely. It's also because you're not doing all you can do for your business if you're not interacting with other people and learning from them. So what type of boards and groups should we join?
Most importantly, our positive boards. You know, just like Jason said before me, you don't want to be hanging out in groups and boards that are constantly complaining and moaning and crying. You know, you want to stay upbeat and positive because I believe positive energy attracts positive energy. You know, and if you're going to be whiny and moany and complain, you're not going to get anything done except to moan and complain.
We, every now and then we get a call, and I'll say to Griff, I hesitate to put this call on the air, or I hesitate to read you this email, and it's always from somebody who says, my sales, eBay's hurting my sales. We know exactly where they've been. They've been on a chat board where people are just negative, and they're believing that eBay is hurting their sales.
Yeah. And I cannot tell you the number of groups and boards that I have just closed my door on because I can't stand it.
Yeah. It's sad because I don't want to see anyone fail, but like Jason was talking about earlier, you know, people fall into this sort of groupthink about, oh, it's eBay. And I always ask Bassett, what possible benefit does it bring to eBay to not present your listings to people? If you list them, they're there. If you find that they're not, let me know. But in every case, I'm always able to find those listings. So yeah, the negativity, it can be like a vicious cycle.
So yes, we want to be on positive boards.
Boards are great. In-person ones are even better.
Yeah, in person, because there's nothing like the face-to-face interaction where you can laugh and share some food. And
right. I mean, you've got the big events. You've got the local meetup groups. You know, and if you don't know if you have a meetup group in your area, go to meetup.com and search. If there is not a group in your area, consider starting one. You know, and I know Stephanie Inge from the Dallas eBay meetup group. He has written a book that takes step-by-step on how to start up a meetup group, and I'm sure she'd be happy to help anybody, you know, put something together.
Oh, yeah, she's wonderful.
Yeah, she'll help you out.
We've given away a couple of her books here.
We should give out more.
By the way, if you've written a book about selling on eBay, please send me a couple to give away over the air. I mean, it gives you good... You know, it gives you some good promotion as well, because we're talking about your book. So anyway, I got off subject there. So groups and boards we shouldn't join are the negative ones. So if you join a group or a board and you notice that everybody's negative, 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 Nana, get out of it.
Absolutely.
Unjoin the group and don't even follow it. I mean, because you're going to see every time somebody posts.
You know, even going back to when eBay was doing a lot of major changes, and of course you got everybody complaining, oh, they're going to kill me with these changes, and I'm quitting, and I'm doing that. You know what? My answer to them always was, please do quit, because I will be happy to take your customer base.
That's a good one.
Less competition for me. Yeah. I'll take your customers.
I've seen people do that. They'll get on their bed and say, you know, you're right. oh, that awful eBay, you should quit. Yeah, you should just stop selling. I support you 100%.
Yep, yep.
And they say, well, gee, thanks. That makes me feel so much better. And I'm thinking, oh, no, you're not getting it.
You know, one of the things that I like about Jason's board,
yes,
is that he truly helps people, Griff and Lynn. I mean, you know, they have a problem. He truly helps them.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's
he doesn't want to hear any crap.
Being a group or a board, we're like a thrifting family over there.
Yeah, it's true. He does it in a way that's entertaining.
Oh, yeah,
fun.
He's a character.
Yeah,
let's
he likes
face
to include
it.
Everyone. I like that.
Yep.
And there is a very positive group. There's no negativity there.
So what have you recently learned that has helped you in your business on eBay?
Most recently, I have to say, using more social media and how to promote my business via Facebook. And that was through a presentation at the Ecom Chicago event. And then also from that, I took a thrifting class that we went to a local thrift store, went department by department, and learned what to look for, what not to look for, and to look for things that are out of my comfort zone. You know, stuff I wouldn't normally pick up. I've picked up a couple here and there.
Like what?
To try and grow my business.
What kind of things?
Most recently, CDs. And specifically Christmas CDs, and that's by the egging out of Jason.
And
he keeps telling us there's money to be made in music CDs, and people are still buying CDs, so I'm willing to try it out.
You know, we've got a ton of them, and we never play them.
Well, you should just rip them.
We have the music, channel on Cox Cable. We have all that music. And we have LPs that we never play. We have CDs, hundreds of them that we never play.
Start listing them.
Yeah. I hate to give them away. So I hate to even sell them. That's the problem.
Well, you can't take them with you.
There's something psychological there. I know. You're absolutely right.
But here's what you do, Lee. This is actually a smart thing. Is go buy invest in a solid state hard drive. And then, you know, rip your favorites to the hard drive, and then you can get rid of the CDs, and you have a copy you can always play.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about that Maria Muldaur album cover. When I see it, I know what's on it, and that's about one of the few that I play often. But
that's true.
Yeah, you know. So we hear you've got a great turkey story just in time for Thanksgiving.
And it actually kind of goes back to Jason and eBay Open. One of the evenings after the events, Jason and Nadine did their broadcast from a really cool place in Vegas called the Rebar, which is a combination resale shop and bar. Everything in the bar is for sale.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
It was awesome. So I went, I missed their broadcast because I was committed to another event, but went after the broadcast was over. And, of course, me being a thrifter, I'm looking around. And I found an item, you know, and I said, well, who do I pay? And I was told, go to the bar and haggle. And I had a bird figurine. So I walked up, I was told to haggle. Well, you don't haggle with me. I got to haggle with Derek, who was standing in the back of the bar with Jason. So I walked back, and this bird was only $5. And I said, I was sent back here to haggle. And Derek said, well, how much is it? I said, $5. He says, you're going to haggle with me over $5? I said, I don't want to. I was told I have to. He said, well, what do you want to give me for it? I says, how about $3? He says, just take the bird. I said, oh, well, thank you.
He gave you the bird.
It's a turkey. And it's about 12 inches tall, a resin turkey. He says, well, if you like birds, how about the turkey? And I said, no, I don't want the turkey. Yeah, he says, you know, you like birds, you should take the turkey. And I said, no, I don't think so. And Jason says, are you sure you don't want that turkey? So I'm like, okay, I guess I'll take the freaking turkey. To which Derek says, well, congratulations. You have chosen the negative item of the day. I pay you $5 to take this out of my store. So I walk out with a bird, a turkey, and $5.
Sounds like a joke.
They all thought the turkey was the ugliest thing ever.
Yeah,
I didn't think it was that bad. It kind of reminded me of a Jim Shore piece, but it wasn't. Came home, listed it on eBay, threw it up, at $199. I thought, what the heck, let's try this. Pulled the number, as my cousin said, from my butt. Just picked the number. Within 2 weeks, I got a best offer of $50 that I graciously accepted.
Oh, that's amazing.
I love that story. Did you let them know, of course?
I did. I did. You know, and Derek's reply was, I think I'm in the wrong business.
So you never know.
You don't, you know, and the lady was thrilled. It's going to be her centerpiece for Thanksgiving, and yeah, that's a good story.
I love it. So can we see a picture of it?
Sure, I can give you the item number.
Okay, would you do that?
Sure, 3817.
All right.
2684.
Okay.
0042.
And I have to do, of course, sold.
Yes.
Okay.
Want to repeat it again for our...
Sure. 3817.
3817.
2684.
2684.
0042.
0042.
So...
What?
I don't think it's ugly.
I don't either.
I actually think it's beautiful.
Let's see. I'm giving this look. Sold listings... Oh, there it is. Yeah. I've seen worse.
I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, it must be a guy thing. The guys don't find it.
Well, you know, it is kind of it's a ceramic-y sort of thing.
So. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. I love that story.
I like it, too.
Come back and see us again, please.
Thanks, Lynn. This segment was sponsored by Indicia. Give us a quick call at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, here on eBay Radio.
Your eBay store always has such a great selection of hot-selling merchandise. How do you know what to buy?
It's not what I know, it's who I know. I buy liquidation goods through the B-Stock Sourcing Network.
What's that?
B-Stock works directly with leading retailers to liquidate their excess and returned inventory at prices way below retail. It used to be that only a select few companies could buy that merchandise, but B-Stock leveled the playing field. It's now available to big and small buyers alike, with no middleman and no markup.
How does it work?
First, I find great deals at BeStockSourcing.com. I can shop by the pallet or by the truckload across dozens of categories. Then I apply for permission to bid. Once I'm approved, I just bid on the goods I want.
BeStockSourcing.com, huh?
Yep. It's BeStockSourcing.com. It's a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
As a busy online seller, you need to get ship done. Your packages need to go out as quickly, efficiently, and cost-effectively as possible from everywhere you sell. You need ShipStation. ShipStation integrates with all of your selling channels to process orders fast and seamlessly. Ship via USPS, UPS, FedEx, and more. ShipStation works with eBay's global shipping program, too. But shipping isn't all ShipStation does. ShipStation lets you automatically leave feedback for buyers when you ship. In fact, with ShipStation, you can automate pretty much everything from importing a product photo with each order to sending email to customers and managing returns. ShipStation is web-based, and their one-of-a-kind mobile app lets you print labels and ship from anywhere. So when you need to get ship done, you need ShipStation. Try it for free at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Listen while you list.